In addition, there's the story of Devadatta, who was the cousin of Buddha, and he was very jealous of Buddha, and he wanted Buddha's position, and he caused a rift in the Sangha, and he took 500 students with him. Eventually, Shariputra and Madhgulilayana went to speak to them, and most of the students came back, but it's very, very negative karma. Devadatta himself created a lot of negative karma and eventually died and remained revolving around in samsara, even although he had the opportunity to be by the side of Buddha for many, many years. So this also shows us, just because we're by the side of a great teacher doesn't necessarily mean we are going to attain enlightenment. It's important that we watch our own afflictive emotions and transform them, and watch our speech. What are the karmic results of lying and of these, of slander? Is that we don't get on well with other people. We're suspicious of other people. People say negative things about us one day. They cause lack of unity or disharmony in our surroundings. Maybe what happens is the people that we work with, they're always arguing. They never seem to be happy. Or the people that you work with, they are disgruntled. They always back chat, say negative things to you. They do things in a bad mood or unhappy to do it. So take great care. To me, there's a story in the Bible that I think is very useful in these cases. And as I remember, the story goes is that there is a son, and his father gives him, or he doesn't like what his father is doing. He disagrees with his father's methods. And he says a lot of negative things about his father, and he slanders his father, and a lot. And eventually one day he realizes that what he has done is not correct, that he should never have slandered his father, that his father just has ways, different ways of doing things. And he was really remorseful about it. And he went to his father to repent, to apologize. And his father said, no problem. However, I want you to come with me. And his son said, yes, sure. Okay, I'll come with you. And his father said, bring your feather pillow with you. And he took his feather pillow, and they went up a tower in the town. And his father said, rip open your feather pillow. And he ripped it open, and he said, now throw all of those feathers out into the wind off the tower. And he threw all the feathers out, and the feathers blew all over the place due to the wind and the height of the tower. Then his father said, now go and find all of those feathers and bring them back. And he said, what? Find all of those feathers? They'll be all over the town. It's virtually impossible to retrieve all of those feathers. And his father said, yes. It's going to be more easy for you to retrieve all of those feathers than it's going to be for you to bring back all of the words that you spoke, all the negativities. I think this is very important. Once we open our mouths and those words leave our mouth, it is so difficult to retrieve what we've said. And it spreads, especially today in this current world of electronic media. Somebody says something, and within a few moments, within a few hours, it has been spread to however many account holders, and then they have spread it to so many more people. So take great care. Once those words leave your mouth, they're going to spread. There's a great possibility they're going to spread. And great care about what you are spreading on electronic media. We spoke about the media and the influence it has. Well, for yourselves as well, what are you putting on that media? Once you put it on the media, it's there. Very difficult to take it back. And people can find it. You might think it's gone, but it's in the system. It's in the network. And there may be a chance that people find it, and one day it comes back to bite you. Take great care about what you write or what you say on electronic media. And it seems one of the neighbors is enjoying some loud music. So enjoy the music in the background. And then there's harsh speech. Be careful of what you say as well, belittling other people, saying negative things to people, picking on people's flaws, embarrassing them, This is also very, very negative. Also, there's one story of one nun who called another nun a bitch, and she was apparently reborn as a bitch 500 times. And worthless chatter. Talking unnecessarily. Some people really aren't able to control their speech, the karma of their speech. They talk 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes nonstop. They're not able to control it. And also this worthless chatter, as we mentioned before, it stirs up other people's anger, it stirs up their desire. And also, when we're talking like this, we start maybe talking about good things, but because can't control one's speech, where does that conversation start going? It starts going into maybe negative things. What do people talk about most of the time? Are they talking about all the good things, all the things to be grateful about, all the wonderful things, how fortunate they are? Or do people think or find the need to talk about what's negative, what's bad, what's unfavorable? What? Where most conversations tend or gravitate towards. In addition to this, is it really wastes time and it wastes energy. It wastes your own time, and when you talk a lot, it wastes your own energy. When you're having conversations with other people, are you really listening to what the other people say, or are you thinking about what you need to say next? And then if you're thinking about what to say next, then are you really listening to the conversation of the other people? And for the other people listening as well. You maybe have very interesting things to say, very important things to say, but after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they've lost interest, or they're not able to attain the attention span. Also, you go to a meeting and somebody's talking 20 minutes at a time, not really saying what's important. They're using up and consuming other people's energy and time. So rather take care when you want to say something. Do you need to talk for such a long time? And when talking a lot, sometimes we make people unhappy. We're not careful about what we're saying. We haven't realized what we're saying, and other people are unhappy, dissatisfied. Sometimes we talk so much that we talk ourselves into problems, into responsibilities, and doing things that we had no intention of doing in the first place, but we couldn't control our speech. And also as well, I've had the experience as well where you really consider, you want to say something to somebody, you really want to help them. For instance, I've said to one person, I said to them, listen, you must take care of how much you speak. And what happened? I said one sentence, and after that, for an hour, they talked non-stop. And also the things that they said to me, well, I won't repeat those. But I thought, there was something else that I thought was very useful that I wanted to share with them. But after listening to this for an hour, I just didn't have the energy. I didn't have the motivation to say anything more. So this is also what happens, is when people talk a lot, the other people, what's important, they don't get the opportunity to say. Maybe you lose out on many good opportunities. I think they've even done surveys, and they say that minimum everybody speaks at least 10 non-truths a week, maybe more, I think maybe more. So it's very difficult to control. And what is the negative karma of this is that when you talk, people don't listen. Your voice doesn't have influence. It doesn't have power. People lose attention. They don't really understand what you're saying. These are some of the negative results of harsh words or mindless chatter or needless chatter. And this comes about as well due to habitual tendencies. We have these habitual tendencies, and then they're very difficult to change. It's not easy to change how much we talk, what we talk about. So it's very important to establish good mindfulness and awareness and really observe. Before I say something, is it really valuable? Is it worthwhile saying? Is it going to be beneficial? And then if it is, or if we can commit to it, then say something. This really takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of practice. Look at, for instance, Buddha. In the time of Buddha, he took a vow of silence for a long time. Why? Because he had the clairvoyance to see in a previous life. He said something when in a position of power that really caused a lot of people a lot of suffering and a lot of unhappiness. And also as well, our speech has the power to manifest. When we talk about things, we give it energy. And when we give it energy, there's more potential that what we are talking about may manifest. And that's already a mouthful about speech. So we'll talk about the negative side of the karma of speech. And next time we'll talk about a little bit about practice and the positive aspects of the karma of speech. As an exercise for yourselves, watch what you talk about. How much of what you're talking about is positive? How much of it is negative? How much are you talking? Is it valuable? Useful? Beneficial to the people that you're talking to? Will it help them? Will it make them happy?